Well, Maxi, games coming thick and fast. I suppose very little time to rest on your laurels or indeed plan for the games ahead. Ulster semi-final tomorrow, another step up.
Yeah, they're definitely coming thick and fast, Tom. There's no doubt about that. This is the eighth week on the bounce. Now we're going. That I suppose that brings with it pluses and negatives. But we're very happy to be here. If someone had told us 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago we'd be still going this stage, we'd have been very, very happy. So
yeah, and obviously with the championship opened up, with Crossmaglen gone, with Ballinderry gone, with St Gall's and Kilcoo gone, you know, we've spoken about it already, and everybody's talking about it. The prize this year seems to be well within the grasp of anybody that's left in it at this stage.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's the four teams are in a very similar position. They've never won it before. Oma haven't won a Tyrone championship in what 26 odd years. Sláinte haven't won in Derry. Clontibert are probably the more experienced of all the teams that are left. But it is wide open. And at this stage of the year, you know, winter football, you know, weather can make a massive impact. You get a heavy pitch or a hard pitch, and changes the course of the game. So anything can happen at this stage, and we're just delighted to be still involved.
And does the time of year and obviously the speed at which the games are coming, they do have obviously an effect on your preparations and how you prepare for games.
It's a huge impact on how you prepare. You know, the way the modern game has gone, you know, there's an awful lot of analysis of opponents and preparation, you know, with the other team in mind goes into it nowadays. And, you know, when you only have the 6 days, it just really makes that a really tall order. And, you know, while you get a chance to watch a DVD or two, you know, you don't get the chance then to implement it on the training field and, you know, and work through things that you would like to do. And, you know, the one thing about Oma is they're going to present us with a very different challenge to what we come across in Donegal. In the six games we played, or even Rosslea from last year or last week, so it's come very, very quick upon us, and you know we probably haven't had a great time to prepare. But look, it's, you know, they haven't had a wild lot more, so they only had a week to prepare for us as well. So it's not that different for anybody, but it's exciting, you know. It's as they've said it often, it's hell for leather, and you know you just got to keep going and just keep your head above water and keep driving at it.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, you know, that. St. Enda's are going to present a different type of challenge than anything that you've faced so far this year. Tell us how are they different?
Well, they're actually, you know, the similarity in the two teams is uncanny. You know, both teams are backboned by two or three, you know, older heads, and, you know, on the other side of 30, you know, that have been stalwarts for the club. You know, I'm talking about the two McMahons and Oman. You know, we have the Rory Cavanaghs, the Conal Duns, the John Harns on our side of the fence. You know, and then the teams are all full of young, energetic footballers, you know, just making their way, and are all very new to this, and, you know, they've breathed new life into both sets of teams. You know, Oman have a couple of very athletic guys, like the Conor Milers and the Conan Grugans, the Aaron Grugans, the Conor McMahons, these boys, you know, they're young fellas, and they're big prospects for their club, and they're the future of both teams. But, you know, it's a very good mix in both teams. You know, both teams are down as far as two, you know, 19-year-old keepers, that kind of thing. So they're very, very similar. We haven't probably played against a team in Donegal, you know, that played in this way. They've a couple of very good forwards, the likes of Ronan O'Neill and Jason McAnulla. You know, they're top players at a club level, and they're very comfortable kicking the ball to these boys, but they're also very comfortable running as well. And you know, they bring a few forwards back, and they attack in numbers when they turn the ball over, and which they will do. They've done a lot of turnovers, that's the beauty of football. And you know, we would feel that we have a very versatile group of players that, you know, can adapt to a lot of situations that they've had to do. You know, while we haven't come across maybe that type of football in Donegal all that much, you know, we've come across, you know, numerous different styles, and you know, we've been able to adapt. You know, we've had our backs to the wall in a lot of games. You know, I mean, mine goes back to Mallon. We were 2-2 to 2 points down after 20 minutes, and the writing was very much on the wall for us. And you know, Mallon were a running team. You know, the McLaughlins, those guys who were, you know, were very pacey as well. And you know, we adapted as the game went on, and we grew into it, and we eventually, you know, got the better of them. And so, you know, we don't fear what Oma have. We know that they represent a significant challenge, and you know, it'll be a very good game of football. It'll be very exciting. I would say it's going to be very close. You're talking a point or two either way, but you know, we're unbelievably excited at the prospect of playing another semi-final. You know, the prize is huge. The stakes are very, very high, and you know these boys are very aware. I don't think they've ever had a better chance to make it to an Ulster final.
The general impression is, Maxi, and obviously what you're saying there is Omaha aren't going to be as defensively minded as any of the teams you've played so far. But the general impression is, or feeling out there is among followers, is that St Junan's are going to have to up their strike rate if they're going to be successful tomorrow.
Yeah, they are. You know, Omaha aren't shooting the lights out either, Tom. You know, they've... they're averaging no more than 9 or 10 scores themselves in any game they've played. You know, they are quite defensive in the way they set up. You know, they play the three boys up front and they take the other three forwards back, and, you know, and they get a lot of bodies in around the 45, and, you know, they make it difficult for teams to break them down. You know, they haven't scored, you know, masses, but they've conceded, you know, similar amounts. You know, they've won three games in their own championship with goals in the last couple of minutes, you know, and, you know, and won games by a point or two. So, you know, they don't pull away from teams, they don't hammer teams, you know, they're a team that go the distance. So they are actually quite defensive, you know, and but they're energetic then, and they've lots of runners, and they run at you in numbers when they get the ball turned over. So I think that's the bit that's different to what we've come across, you know, is the speed with which they'll get out with the ball, because they will do that. But look, you know, we dealt with St Michael's, who, you know, there are not many club teams have runners the quality of Christy Toy and Daniel McLaughlin and Martin McElhenney, you know, and we managed to get, you know, I'll say we probably get the rub of the green on occasions against St Michael's, but, you know, those are runners of the highest quality, and, you know, it's not something that we haven't completely seen. So, but look, that's football. You have to be able to adapt, and you know, you have to challenge yourself against different styles. And, you know, we have complete aspirations of winning an Ulster title. There's no doubt about it. We feel we're as good as anybody in the province, and, you know, if you're going to get that far, you're going to have to beat the good teams and beat good systems and beat teams that have strengths in different areas. And, you know, it's something we're more excited about than anything. You know, we feel we can manage any of these teams. We can, you know, we can face anybody down, and, you know, we'll not come short anyway in terms of effort or belief.
Looking ahead to tomorrow, the team, you made a couple of changes last week. Have you the team news for us yet this week?
Well, we probably have a team in mind, but we haven't probably overly discussed it, you know, at any length. There may be a few changes. We have a couple of niggly injuries, you know, that we're just waiting to see. You know, when you go 7 or 8 Sundays in the bounce, you know, you're not going to get through it without picking up knocks, bumps, and bruises. And we have a couple, I suppose, that we're waiting to see how they pan out.
Any of them serious concerns?
There would be. You know, it's how much time is in the legs for those couple of bodies, you know, what will impact on our thinking. So, you know, we will have to do probably a fitness test or two in the morning and see how boys come out. That'll impact our thinking. You know, it's going to, you know, the one thing people talk about St Junan's, you know, that they have strength and depth and they have a big squad, and, you know, I don't think that's completely the case. You know, I don't think we're as, you know, we've plenty of bodies, but, you know, you need a lot of experience at this stage, and boys that have, you know, played on big days, you know, maybe not at this level, but have played big days, and, you know, we don't have a mountain of that. And but what we do have is a bit of versatility, and, you know, we have boys that are very adaptable to play in different ways, and you know, the system we would hope to play at this time of the day, you know, maybe very different come the morning when we have a fitness test. So, you know, we just have to see, and that's the luck that you get, that's the rubber of the green that you get, and hopefully those guys will come through and allow us to go with what we feel is plan A for us.
But all things going right, you feel you're good enough to be in an Ulster final?
Yeah, look, by all means, I think tomorrow's a very special day for Donegal. You know, you have three teams in an Ulster semi-final. I don't think that's ever been the case before. Donegal football's in a good place at the minute. You know, the minors and seniors won Ulster championships, the under-21s were pipped at the post. Vocation schools won the Ulster championship. The 16s and 17s, you know, done very well in their respective competitions. Even the Termin ladies have won Ulster, you know. So Donegal football's in a good place, and, you know, it's a good time to be involved, and, you know, we're just hoping that we can, you know, keep our interest in the Ulster senior alive this time tomorrow.